This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Mike Barnett, Toronto Blue Jays roving hitting instructor. How did you come to join the Jays?
Well, I've been here before with the Major League Club. I was a Major League hitting coach in 2002, 3, 4, and the start of 5. And after I was a Major League hitting coach in Houston the last 2 years. And so once we all got let go in Houston, I spoke with Tony LaCava, and he said, we'd like to get you back over here. And I'm happy as can be. I love this organization. It's a great place to be, and just happy to be back.
What were your memories of Toronto that initial go-round?
Well, I mean, we had pretty good offensive clubs, and then especially in 2003, and I think we won 86 games that year, and we really started getting things going. 2004, we had a bunch of injuries. Frank Catalanato had a groin injury. Vernon Wells pulled a calf muscle, and he was out for about 8 weeks. Carlos Delgado pulled an oblique. And Greg Myers, he got hurt, I think, about 10 days into the season in Minnesota. So we lost our top four hitters and for a lot of time that year. But it was a lot of fun. You know, we had my first year there, Eric Kinski was the Rookie of the Year. And we had a lot of good players. I just have a lot of fond memories of Toronto. And it's a great organization. I don't think people realize how good the people are in this organization, how good it is.
What approach to hitting do you recommend?
Well, you know, really, we want our guys hitting off the fastball, and obviously getting the fastball up out of the plate with a mindset of trying to stay in the middle of the field the other way. Pull should be more of a reaction. And, you know, it's one thing with you have a lot of organizations with the money ball mindset of approach as far as, you know, just taking pitches for the sake of taking pitches. We want guys to be aggressive, understand what their strengths and their weaknesses are. And if you can stay convicted to your approach day in and day out, hit off the fastball, get good pitches to hit, then obviously your on-base percentage is going to go up. And that's just the way that we feel you're going to be more successful than just taking the take. And I think if guys can have a mindset of trying to stay in the middle of the field, let pull be a reaction, you're going to see the benefits of that.
Right now, visiting with the single-A Lansing Lugnuts, what do you see from hitters at this level that they need to do, check off their checklist in order to move up?
Well, again, at this level, I mean, in this club we have here is an ultra-young club, and we've talked about it. It's going to be more of a team that the fans have got to stay with through the first half because they're building. It's a bunch of young guys. In the second half, these guys are going to take off, I have a feeling. And the big thing is you're certainly working on a lot of mechanical things with these guys. They're just building swings right now. And so we're trying to refine the mechanical side of it, but also really pushing the approach side of it, making sure that guys are getting good pitches to hit. And that's one thing that we've talked about, that right now we're last in the league in walks and first in the league in strikeouts. But it's something I kind of expected with this young club. And it's something we preach to them day in and day out. And hopefully we're going to see progression. They're going to get a little bit better each day.
Makes sense. And it's something you can see that on paper. But is there something that you see just coming here, forget the paper, watching these guys play that you say there are bright spots?
Well, I see the ability level is a bright spot. I mean, we've got... And the work ethic that these kids put in and day out is tremendous. I think just what happens, they want to all do so well that they get in the game and the game speeds up and they want to do so well. And we've got to get them to have the mindset of put the pitch with the result. You can't have good results swinging the pitches out of the zone. And that's mainly why we haven't walked and why our strikeouts are up. And that's one thing that we're pushing to get better day in and day out is their approach and getting good pitches to hit. Gus Pieri is a perfect example. I had a good talk with him today, and I said, you've got to start taking pride in walks. You don't have any walks. And I said, you don't think these other clubs look at the stat sheet and they go, this guy's a free swinger. We don't necessarily have to throw him strikes. And I told him today, we don't need to work on your swing. It's refined. It's real good. But now you got to get the approach and tighten up your strike zone. If he can do that, this kid's got a chance to really take off.
Most important thing for a hitter, just finding that good pitch to hit.
No doubt. And really getting them to understand that stay with their strengths. You know, I use the analogy with them. I said, if you're playing cards with somebody and you got a bad hand and you're playing poker, you're not going to turn your hand around and show them. I said, if you've got a weak area, don't get so caught up in that they're going to go there. But you hit the fastball really good up out over the plate. Make that your mindset. And if they spin you breaking balls and they execute those pitches, well, tip your hat and move on. But you're not going to, you know, open up that and show the opposing team what your weaknesses are. You always got to stay with your strengths.
What have you learned about hitting over the past couple of decades?
Oh, it's been amazing. I mean, I had a great mentor, Lou Piniella, and he's probably the best I've ever been around. And you know, he always talked about from the mechanical side of it, making sure that don't tell guys symptoms. You know, you're out in front, you're pulling off. He goes, the lady in the 57th row can tell him that. He said, always get back to the root of the problem, what it is. And he was always very mindful of pull is going to be a reaction, and we've got to have the mindset of staying middle the other way, getting pitches up out over the plate. You watch SportsCenter every night. Guys aren't hitting home runs on balls down and away or up and in. They're all mistakes up out over the plate. And that's basically trying – that's where we want to try to get guys to be. But it's easier said than done.
Boil the hitting down to the fundamentals and then take that strong approach up there.
No doubt. Exactly right. And if we can do that, like I said, this is a fun group here because they are very talented. And the fans don't get to see the work that they put in and day out. But their work is very focused. And from my standpoint, these guys are just on the starting level of everything. And really, before guys are ready to get to the big leagues, it's going to take most of these guys 1,500 to 2,000 at-bats before they're ready for the big leagues. And then once you get to the big leagues, it probably takes another 1,500 or 2,000 before your feet are on the ground.
Speaking with Mike Barnett, the roving hitting instructor for the Jays, when you come and you see a minor league affiliate for Toronto, do you come in with half a plan and then half just to see where everyone is and play it by ear? How much of it is what you aim to do and how much of it is what you observe while you're there?
Well, a lot of it's, you know, again, I try to watch video online as much as I can. I've been with all these kids during spring training. Kenny and I have sat down and developed a plan, keys to success for each player. And we're just trying to get them. And when I come in, we generally have a plan. We talk on the phone before I get here, talk about guys that are going good, what he's been doing, and really guys that we need to work on. So we come in day one. We had yesterday was a good day of work in the cage, and then we had good early work today. So, no, we generally have a plan when we come in because we've only got about 4 days, so we get to work on it right away.
Now, you've gotten to see the other teams in the system, and so I'm curious about players who were lug nuts last year, guys like Kevin Pillar and Andy Burns, how they're progressing.
I tell you, both those kids are doing fantastic. They're way ahead of the learning curve. Kevin Pillar is a baseball player. I mean, you look in the dictionary under baseball player, and you're going to see a picture of him. The way he goes about things, the way his mind thinks about hitting, he's way advanced. Andy Burns has just done a great job in spring training. We've kind of refined his setup and his start and really his approach, and he's been fantastic with it. I think he's hitting around 320, 330 in Dunedin and doing a great job. He's their best hitter down there. And Kevin Pillar is one of the top hitters in New Hampshire right now.
These guys are off to terrific starts. May I ask, from the Lugnuts, a couple of players who, whether it's going well for them right now or not, come July, come August, we should really expect good things.
Oh, I think, you know, you look at Gus Pierre, you look at, Hawk. I mean, Hawkins is really, I love what he's doing right now. He's really starting to shorten up his swing. Dalton Pompey has done a tremendous job. Dwight Smith, who just came up here. Carlos Ramirez. I mean, just tremendously talented players. And it's going to be fun. I mean, Balbino Fuenmayor is on the DL right now, but he's a guy that I think come July and August we're going to see a lot of big results from him as well. And it just takes time, and that's why we're at these levels. And but I love the way they go about their work day in and day out. And you know, it'd be nice if the fans could see what goes into getting ready for a game at 7:05.
Yeah, it's tough, but when they come, it sounds like things are going to get better and better. Toronto Blue Jays roving hitting instructor Mike Barnett, thank you very much for your time.
Jesse, thanks. Sure, appreciate it.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. This is Big Country 92.1.